Morning Watch, Day 4. Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 7. Spiritual Warfare to Bring in the Kingdom of God and Living in the Kingdom of the Son of God's Love. Related Verses. Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you have created all things, and because of your will they were, and were created. Romans 12:2-5. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Ephesians 3:9-11. And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 2:21-22. In whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Ephesians 4:16, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Related Reading. The basis of God's work in creation was God's will and a plan. Revelation 4:11 says that all things were created according to God's will. God is a God of purpose, having a will of his own pleasure. He created all things for his will, that he might accomplish and fulfill his purpose. According to his will and plan, he created all things so that he may have the church. The will of God, as a seed, is sown by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 7:21, and is developed in Romans 12:2, according to the context of Romans 12. It is clear that the will of God is to have the body life, the church, or we may say the kingdom. The kingdom is the will of God, and the church is the kingdom. If we live in the reality of the kingdom of the heavens, we shall do the will of the Father who is in heaven. We are not for anything other than doing the will of the Father. We are here for the accomplishment of the Father's will. In order to do the will of the Father, we need to walk in the constricted way, the way that leads to life. Our Father has a will to accomplish, but we can accomplish it only by his life. Therefore, we need to live in the life of the Heavenly Father and by his life. This kind of living is for doing the Father's will. In chapter 16 of Matthew, we see that the Father's will is to build the church upon the Son as the rock. This is fully developed in the Acts, the Epistles, and the Book of Revelation. The New Testament reveals that the Father's divine eternal will is to build up the church. Those believers who live in the reality of the kingdom of the heavens, corporately experiencing the dispensing of the divine Trinity, will take the way which leads to life, and will take the words of Christ as the ground for their living and work to do the will of the Father to build up the church for the corporate expression of the triune God. If the Lord's throne is in us, and the Lord is reigning on the throne, then from the throne of God and of the Lamb, the water of life will flow. out of the throne proceeds a river of water of life. We need to see that once the throne is set up in us, life will flow, and this flow will become our inward supply, our inward strength. We will then be satisfied, strengthened, enlightened, and enriched. When Christ reigns in us, his will be done, and his glory will be expressed. As a result, he will be exalted not only in heaven, but also in us. He will obtain his kingdom not only on the throne in heaven, but also in us. We will be his kingdom, and we will have his rule in us. We will be in his life, and will live in his kingdom. When this is our experience, we will be in his glory, and this will bring in his kingdom, his reigning, and will bring him down from heaven. He will come back to the earth with his glory, authority, and kingdom to openly establish his kingdom. He will take us, those who allow him to reign, as the base for him to establish his kingdom. Before he establishes his kingdom on the earth, he must first establish his kingdom in us. Today, the Lord, as the Spirit, has entered into us to establish his throne in us and become our King, and we must submit to his authority, acknowledge him as our King, and receive his ruling. If we live in such a condition, from the throne within us will flow the water of life, which will supply the need of others.